Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Another wild weather day in the northwest corner of Connecticut. A tornado warning and thunderstorm warning rattled the area in the afternoon. The storms knocked out power to 60% of Kent customers, 25% in Cornwall, 21% in Sharon, and also about 5% in Canaan as of 6 o'clock last night, according to Eversource. The release of the intermediate and elementary students in Litchfield was delayed due to the tornado warning. Hail and dark skies were reported in both Goshen and Torrington at that time. There was also a report of a lightning strike near a residential garage in Barkhamsted. Also yesterday, in Amenia, the former Monty's had a portion of its roof ripped off. It had a tornado warning in effect at the time, but that has to be investigated to see if that was a tornado or if it was just extremely high winds. But there were trees down and power outages throughout our area. Once again, another powerful series of storms. The Salisbury Housing Committee was awarded $1.5 million from the Connecticut Bond Commission to assist in construction of 10 additional rental units at Sharon Village. "We are overjoyed," that from Peter Halley, the commission's co-chairman, quoting here, "affordable housing is a most important issue. This will be a big step forward," end quote. Movies will return to the Regal Cinema at the Berkshire Mall in about 30 days, the national company who owns that site says. The Associated Press reported that Regal, the second largest theater group in the U.S., closed early on in the pandemic, though it reopened theaters in some cities for a spell in 2020. It was dark winter for movies. Regal said Wednesday its Fenway Theater will open Friday. Other theaters are now planned to open on May 7th, with the Lanesboro Theater to come back on May 21st. A 61-year-old man died in Red Hook in a fire on Wednesday morning. According to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, they identified the victim as John C. Bowles IV. The cause was the death. Of the fire is under investigation by several agencies, including the county medical officers. However, the Sheriff's Office said a preliminary investigation indicated the cause to be accidental and the fire is not considered suspicious. The Red Hook Fire Company and Tivoli Fire Department were dispatched to the fire on Rokeby Road. Tivoli Chief Mark Hillebrand, the first on the scene, found the fire in the living room. It heavily smoked throughout the building. He called for a second alarm, which brought firefighters from Rhinebeck, Milan, Ulster Hose Companies, along with advanced life support units from Northern Dutchess paramedics. Democrats in Hartford on the Appropriations Committee are proposing a two-year, $46 billion spending plan. They say follows the 80% of Governor's Ned Lamont's recommendations. One of the most notable breaks between the Democratic governor and the legislative Democrats was over school funding. The appropriations plan continues a 10-year phase-in of changes in the distribution formula for education equalization grants that Lamont had proposed to pause. The change represents the difference in towns and cities receive or lose tens of million dollars in their largest state grant allocation over the next 2 years. In New York, in major population areas, people age 60 and older will no longer need an appointment at 16 mass vaccination sites in New York beginning on Friday. The walk-in option with 16 mass vaccination sites statewide is being launched after New York lagged many other states in vaccinating older people amid growing worries about vaccine hesitancy. It comes after New York expanded vaccine eligibility to all people ages 16 and above on April 6. The Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield hosting a virtual discussion on tax reform via Zoom at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required. BushnellSageLibrary.org. The Sheffield Housing Commission has a meeting at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting will be held in the annex of the Northeast Millerton Library in Millerton, New York at 7:30 p.m. Coinciding with its grand opening night for the Drive-In Movie Theater's new season, the Amin Defour Brothers Drive-In will be hosting the 5th Annual Fireman's Fundraiser for the community on Friday evening. Running from 6:30 to 11:30, area residents invited to come out for an evening of fun and help support their local fire volunteers who do much to keep everybody who lives and works in our local community safe. All proceeds from ticket sales for this event go to the Amin Defour Fire Company. For more information and to purchase tickets, Four Brothers Drive-In website is at PlayEatDrink.com. Dover Cleanup Day is being held on Saturday, April 24th. You'll meet at 8 o'clock in the morning at Boyce Park Pavilion. More information at 845-832-9168. Armeniatown Cleanup Day will be held this weekend as well. Saturday, April 24th from 9 to noon, volunteers can meet at Fountain Square, M&T Bank, at the intersection of Route 343 and 22, or at Borden Park at the intersection of Main Street and Furnace Bank Road in Wasaic, where bags will be available. To arrange for pickup of filled litter bags, contact Vicki at 845-489-7826 or Damien at 845-321-4226. Diamant Library has a Zoom event, Preserving the Harvest with a Traditional Way, Lacto-Free Fermentation with Adama Farm and Carly Sugar. It's on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Hunt Library. You can register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Scott Heth, former head of Audubon Center in Sharon and a local jazz musician, returns to the Tri-State region for a fundraising concert to support the Rolof Jansen Community Library at Rolof Jansen Park in Hillsdale on Sunday at 3 p.m. Heth will perform on keyboard with Chris Jensen on saxophone, Jay Bradley on percussion, and an afternoon of American Songbook Jazz. Bring your own lawn chair, masks and social distancing required. For more information, 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. You'll also find them on Facebook. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viale Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,137.31, the NASDAQ at 13,950.22, and the S&P 500 at 4173.42. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.